Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Nagin's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is the... He's our retail guy. He's our B2C guy. He's our Main Street small business guy. He's the guy that founded Whizbang Training after making a successful career out of selling kites and yo-yos all year long, not just when the wind blows. And he and his lovely wife, Susan, are the authors of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age, and he's our good friend. Bob Nagin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. You know, I've been spending a lot of time lately differentiating between the B2B and B2C, and how consumers and business customers are the same, and how they're different, and you know, as you know, in my work, I have to cover both worlds, because we have a lot of companies that a lot of our small businesses only deal with businesses, but as you know, most small businesses are B2C. They're somewhere connected pretty closely to retail, where the consumer is, right?
Yes, of course.
And that's your part of the world. And of course, one of the things that you like to talk about with regard to helping retailers get more business, keep more customers, keep them long term, is the concept of the guarantee. Tell us about that. Tell us about the difference between a guarantee and a warranty.
Sure. Well, so a guarantee, so a warranty has, you know, implies some protection. A guarantee implies full protection. So when one of the things that that it's important to understand that when you in retail, but in all business. In all business, the job is to take the risk away from the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example. Your return policies. This is an example from retail. Mm-hmm. But so your return policies. If you say to your customer that you need to have a receipt and you need to return it within 3 days, and you're not going to get your money back. You have to exchange it for an in-store store credit, mm-hmm. plus there's going to be a 10% restock fee. Mm-hmm. Essentially, what you're telling that person is you don't back up what you sell.
Right.
Now, compare that to, I just want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you can see that there's a huge difference. You know, you're taking the person who says, I just want you to be happy, takes away all the doubt. The person who has the restrictive... You know, return policy.
All the policies.
They're guaranteed. All the policies. Every policy that gets
strings.
In the way of your customer. Strings. It needs to be no strings attached. And so, you know, another thing to look at, you know, and this goes for all of your listeners too. I don't care if you're a painter, if you're a plumber, if you're a printer. The more that you can make your customer's experience seamless, mm-hmm. and take the risk away, the more business you're going to get and the more happy your customers are going to be.
So a warranty is how you cover a product or a particular performance, whereas a guarantee speaks really to the values of your business, doesn't it?
That's exactly right.
If you think you're in the business of selling products and services, stuff, transactions, you're probably not going to last much longer. But if you understand, as Bob was describing to you a minute ago, if you understand that you're in the business of delivering peace of mind, because that's really what you were talking about, Bob. You're in the business of delivering peace of mind. When you realize that, you're probably going to make it. What do you think, Bob?
Absolutely. You know, it's removing doubt. And, you know, so another example here is, you know, when we talk about retail, setting the bar is Zappos. You know, you can keep your stuff for a full year and send it back. So, you know, if you buy a pair of swim trunks in June and don't get around to wearing them, in September you go, so I still have these swim trunks, you can send them back. They've just raised the bar so high,
oh, yeah.
Peace of mind. You know, something that I like to say is the money's not yours until the customer's happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people think that the customer gives you the money, it's there. But if that's your attitude, the minute that they're unhappy, they're going to go someplace else.
Right. Well, and the thing is, we have to come back to one fundamental, Bob, that you and I probably have talked about before. And that is that in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, everything you sell, including your service, to a large degree, is a commodity. And the only thing that differentiates you from other people, from other competitors, is the experience people have with you, how they feel about doing business with you. Because they can buy your stuff, they can buy your stuff somewhere else. They can get a pretty darn good service person somewhere else. But they might even can beat your price somewhere else. The question is, how do they feel about doing business with you? What is their experience? Did you fulfill what they needed and give them peace of mind at the same time?
That's right. And, you know, and that's why, you know, to this day I regret that I didn't come up with the term the age of the customer, Jim. I heard that and you were killing me, man. I'm like, man, that's what I wanted to think of. How did we get to that first?
Yeah, I know what I know how you feel. I've got a few of those regrets myself. But you know,
right. They're in charge.
Well, and that's where the guarantee comes in, folks. And a guarantee. And the thing is you can't think about what the guarantee costs you. You got to think about how it's going to sustain you, right?
That's exactly right. So I'll give you an example.
Hold on to that thought, because okay, I want to come back and talk about the cost or the opportunity of a guarantee after these messages. And we're going to celebrate a milestone that Bob doesn't know about right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.